Hi Beth, I'm Sally Roberts, and my company is Fun Training for Results, and we offer extraordinary, unique, dynamic sales training and customer service training.
Why is it important that companies would even bother training your staff? Why would you bother training them?
Your staff are the first impression of your company. So if you've invested a huge amount of money in an organisation, the first point of call is your team and your staff. If you just assume, which I never would, or people shouldn't, that their staff are highly skilled and equipped to make the best of every sales opportunity or to delight every customer that comes through the door, you could be missing a trick, because actually many people aren't trained to answer the phone, deal with people, know how to listen, even just to speak correctly or handle a scenario correctly. Plus the fact that the member of staff will feel invested in and highly motivated. If they've been trained, they'll know how to do the job. I think it's the responsibility of the employer to give their team the skills to do the job so they can be the best they can be.
When I think of training, I kind of visualise this bit of a dull room. You've got a PowerPoint presentation, you've got a few notes. The name in itself, your Fun Training for Results, it doesn't sound like that.
That's probably where the idea and the ethos came from for Fun Training for Results, because 20, 30 years ago I registered the name of Fun Training because the training I did for some of the national newspapers always had to be fun. We started off with rave music, it was cool back in the day, sorry. Yeah. But you had to wake these people up, and the training had to be fun to get into people's psyche so they could remember it. We are about short, pacey training sessions that are fun, that are definitely memorable, so that they can see the results the minute they get back to the office or to the shop. Most importantly, then they can see them being impactful and affecting the bottom line.
We're going to talk about a couple of different elements that are quite key in the training that you provide. Next month, we're going to talk a little bit about the sales process, which is something you've got quite a lot of experience with. This week, customer service.
Oh, yes.
Why would we even need to worry about that?
Oh, it's the most overlooked part of any business, and yet it is the most critical. The customer, I've renamed customer service to Care Sincerely. I hope it's going to become my new catchphrase. So Care Sincerely. And if you care sincerely for your client, for the needs of their business, without any shadow of a doubt, that client will know that and want to have a relationship with you. Many, many times I've witnessed where maybe a call comes in from an existing client with an invoice query. And I've heard the record, oh my goodness, I can't take that call. Oh, I'll deal with it later. Tell them I'm not in. Actually, I would say embrace that. What a brilliant opportunity to be in front of somebody who is an existing client and make them feel loved and reassured that you want their business. Quite often we assume that the stagnant clients, if you like, who maybe just pay a little bit now and again, are the ones that we can just leave to be. Actually, no. If you want really strong relationships with your customers to ensure that your base core business stays locked in and grows, sometimes business often is so much about getting the new, and there's a target for new business, or there's a price for the new business, or the thrill of the chase when you get the new big deal, that the existing and the bread and butter gets overlooked. But really, they're the people who, if looked after properly, can make you an awful lot of money.
There must be then a top few things that you see, mistakes that are made or things that are done well time and time and time again. Now, I'm not going to ask you to train everyone here, because I'll be giving away your gold. But what would the top sort of couple of tips be?
The number one thing, without any doubt, and we do a brilliant training session on this, if I say so myself, would be listen. Really, really listen to what your customers' needs are. Eye contact and body language come into play. And then I just to go back to that, care sincerely. If you really care, is what you've got to offer correct for your customer? And if it's not, sometimes it means just going, do you know what? Today I haven't got anything for you, and taking the hit. But long term, that will give you integrity and they'll come back.
If there was somebody who either runs their own business or has got staff that they think they could benefit from this, how would a general training day work?
The process is really simple. I mentioned about listening to the client. It's no different for me. I need to really understand what the client wants to achieve. And to do that, I've got to ask lots of questions so that they have a measure of my training success. Because if my training, which it is successful, they're then going to tell everybody else, and then people phone me. So the process simply is I sit down with the decision maker within the business who knows what he wants his team to be liked, how he wants them to be affected. then I create a course that is bespoke to that client. And that could be training one individual, it could be training a team of 10, it could be talking to a team of 100. Funtrainingforresults.co.uk and actively on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my new best friend. Mm-hmm. I like LinkedIn. And post quite frequently as well, just on some of the pitfalls and some of the mistakes people make.
Sally, we're going to be back next month and we're going to find out more about the sales process. So I'll see you next month.
Love a bit of selling.